And it is John Gibbons from the Anfield Rap with a special show with an old friend of the Anfield Rap, Peter Moore. Of course, you will know best as CEO, but he's had a wild and varying and successful life, and it is all in his autobiography, which is called Game Changer. But first of all, Peter, nice to see you.
Great to see you, John.
We've just been catching up.
Old times here in the studio. No, it's wonderful to be back, as always.
Nice to be in Liverpool.
Totally, yeah. I mean, Debbie and I are here two or three times a year supporting, still this weekend, Clatterbridge Cancer Hospital event. Debbie's on the charitable board. So Liverpool still runs very deep in our love and our veins. And we're always looking for any excuse to come back.
Well, you're still very busy. We'll maybe have time to talk about that at the end. You're still involved in football in I was going to say multiple countries. It's multiple continents.
Yeah.
Actually, you've not retired very well, Peter. It will be my note.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll maybe have time to come on to it. But I do want to talk mainly obviously about the book. As I was reading it, I thought, I bet people have been telling you for 10 years, 20 years.
Write a book. Yeah.
And, exactly. And now you have.
Yeah, I mean, it was something, you know, better than actually most, it's an interesting dynamic to get a publishing deal. And when I first wrote the book of my life story, I found difficulty finding a publisher because is this a Scouse immigrant story? Is it a shoe sneaker trainer story with Patrick and Reebok? Is it video games, Sega, Xbox, EA? Or is it Circle of Life, leaving Liverpool, coming back to Liverpool? And in the end, I was very blessed that Liverpool University Press believed in me and picked it up, and they're my publisher.
Well, I'm very glad they did, because I really enjoyed reading it, and it was really interesting. I'm always interested to find out little sort of sliding doors moments and little bits, because you worked incredibly hard and you're obviously very talented, but sometimes it is that little bit of luck or things that change. And I always wondered, I've known each other for a number of years, but I always wondered how you ended up in America. And now I found out, thanks to the book, it's the old lecturer who said, do you fancy coming over? And if he'd have asked you in a nice day in June, he might have got a different answer, but he asked you on a snowy day in December.
Snowy day in North Wales, and I was a PE teacher, and the snow was coming in, and the sheep were hiding under the rocks, and I looked out the window, and December 1980, so we're talking 45 years ago, and said yes, get me out of here and get me to the sunshine of California.
Yeah, and that's what you did. And I always think, what would have happened in your life? I mean, I'm sure you still would have been very successful in whatever you did, but what would have happened in your life if that phone call hadn't come? And we all have moments in those lives, don't we? But it must have been interesting to write the book, not just to reflect on other ones, but other times where you thought, well, if I hadn't said yes to this, or I hadn't got that call, then what might have been?
Well, and the book is really about six or seven decisions in life, or six or seven instances where I'm offered something. Sometimes you say no, and that's the right thing. But I've been very fortunate that I've said yes to the right things, and that's how I got to come back and to run the football club 50 years after I left Liverpool, with a video game career, a footwear career. But throughout, as I think you saw, I still relate to Liverpool and give kudos and credit to the people, to the city, because they put me on their shoulders and gave me that opportunity.